Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
We welcome back to the show Ace Polster and dear friend John McLaughlin, CEO of McLaughlin and Associates. John and James McLaughlin still plugging away after all these years. So, John, I'm reading another one here. Hang on a second. I'm just seeing the Washington Times, which is a conservative newspaper. Battle for control of U.S. Senate, a toss-up after Democrats' summer rebound. Then I got another one, John. Rick Scott, Senator Rick Scott of Florida, who I love, his dear friend, he wrote an op-ed piece ripping Mitch McConnell, calling it treasonous that McConnell's wing of the GOP is trashing Republican Senate candidates. I don't know why Mitch McConnell is doing this. I mean, I don't get it at all. He should be out there leading the charge, not being a big downer. And your latest poll shows a 45-45. Now, John, Rasmussen reports this morning that poll is still giving Republicans 5 points, plus five, in the generic ballot. You're at 45-45. So what's going on here? What's the truth, John McLaughlin?
Well, it's 66 days out, and by the way, you're looking at probably 3 weeks when the early voting starts in places like Minnesota. And right, the Democrats really beat us on the early voting 2 years ago, and they're coming back to do it again. But I will tell you that when you look at it, you see the ads, you watch the political the political back and forth. You know, you were around like I was in 1994 when Newt, retook the House and we did the Contract for America that percolated all summer. And in September, I delivered a poll to Newt and the House leadership in 1994 saying, you shouldn't compromise on Hillary Care. You're up 7 points on the generic. We've never seen that before. We're going to take the House. It's going to be a landslide. And we took the Senate. Now, we were up 5 points last month. Rasmussen reports the way they ask it, they also have a column for other. And they get like 5-6 points for other. We don't have that. We just force it between the two parties. And what's amazing about the 1,000 likely voters that we had that we wrote about this week, this on Monday, 67% of all voters say the country's on the wrong track. Joe Biden had a 55% disapproval rating. And after his speech the other day, which was a debacle, if we ever gave President Trump a speech like that, if Stephen Miller wrote a speech like that, and Vince and Tony Dolan, those guys, you would have been appalled. That was not a presidential speech. That was political, and it was horrible. I wish the networks had broadcast it. But he has a 55% disapproval rating, and you have 57% of all voters say the economy's in recession. They say it's getting worse, not better, 60-34. Very different than when you were running the economy, President Trump. 43% of all Americans say they are struggling to make basic ends meet because of inflation. 43%. This is America. 39% saying they're not struggling, but it's had a significant impact on their finances. Only 19% are saying it hasn't impacted them. The Republicans are not taking it to the Democrats. What's amazing about that poll is the Mar-a-Lago FBI raid, et cetera, all that. Trump takes Biden on. And the fact that 69% of all Republicans want Trump to run again, if he runs again, they say they'll support him 84-12 in a field of like 13 candidates. Trump comes at 55%. DeSantis only 15. Trump is leading Biden in among these 1,000 likely voters, 49-45, and our generic ballot is tied. Where are all the ads morphing the Democrat candidates for Senate and House into Biden?
Yes,
that's
everyone.
The whole thing.
I keep telling my pal Leora Levy here, and she's doing it. She's running against Richard Blumenthal in Connecticut. Blumenthal is Biden. He's the Joe Biden of Connecticut. I mean, I think in every state, whoever it is the Joe Biden of that state. I think this is your number. 62% believe we're in recession. 27% approve of his handling of the economy. 27%.
Yes, 27.
28% approve of his handling of immigration. So, I mean, come on. The cavalry is coming, but the cavalry needs a stronger message. That's your point, isn't it?
Well, right. And specifically in New York, Blumenthal's vulnerable. I polled for in the primary. Blumenthal only has 45% of the vote. The voters in Connecticut, when somebody knew, 47 to 41. Biden has a 54% disapproval in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And he has disapprovals in New York. But why aren't we taking it to them on policy? It's not just that they're with Biden. Think of the policies they voted for. They voted for 87,000 IRS agents. And this poll says Americans disapprove 50 to 37. Where's the ads? Where are the ads going after them for inflation, for spending? Where are the ads showing that people are suffering? I mean, literally, you have stories. I was talking to somebody in Texas the other day where they did Jenny Collins. She's the AFP director for in Texas. And they're having gasoline giveaways that in effect, people can buy gas. They'll take over a gas station. You can buy gas for the price of gas when Joe Biden was president, for like when he became president, $2.38 a gallon. Jenny said people are coming in saying, we haven't filled up our gas tank in a year. Mm-hmm. And because of you today, I can afford it because I was deciding between food for my kids and gas to drive to work. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is America. Why aren't the Republicans telling these stories?
We had Senator Phil Graham on talking about how all the government subsidies have increased the low end, the bottom 20% quintile, enormously. But meanwhile, the middle income people, after taxes, have not benefited at all. They've been stagnant. So the issue, John, is workfare and work requirements, because we're paying people not to work. I think that's a big issue. He mentioned blue collars, but he also mentioned Hispanics, who are now middle-class income earners, and they're furious that their tax burdens and inflation burdens have stopped it out. Now, John, what's up with this Rick Scott versus Mitch McConnell argument? Because I think, you know, Rick Scott tried to put out his own plan, and I thought it was pretty good. I think he was overboard on taxes, but he's since amended that. That's the kind of contract with America that he wants for the senators to run on. McConnell violently disagreed, and then McConnell keeps coming out and saying all these weak Senate candidates who are Trump candidates are going to cause us to lose seats, and, you know, it's a 50-50 race. Why is McConnell doing that, and isn't Rick Scott right?
Well, this is, first of all, that's inside the beltway nonsense. When people are out there suffering, our voters want to come and vote. They want to vote these Democrats out. Our friend Newt Gingrich, who we've done work for his American Majority Project, we did polling, and Republicans, it's on his website, but we basically asked them if they're more likely to vote for Republicans for Congress on 24 issues. And guess what? It was overwhelming. We thought it would be depressing, but you've got 44% of all voters agree with Republicans on 20 or more issues, and a lot of them are workfare. They're you know, protecting the tax cuts that you did with President Trump. And listen to this: a Republican candidate more likely to vote for him, who believes the best way to combat inflation, improve the economy, make things more affordable, is to put money back in the pockets of workers and families for tax relief and creating jobs with better salaries. 70% more likely. Mm-hmm. There's 62% of the voters agree with the Republicans on 15 or more issues. There's another 13% that are persuadable. There's only 25% that are these big government socialists that you and Newt keep talking about. Mm-hmm. We'll never get them. But if we run on the issues, it will be a landslide.
Yeah.
We just can't. We have to take it to them on these issues.
All right. I got it. You're right. Ace pollster John McLaughlin, folks. Other side of the break, we're going to talk about the insanity of California forbidding gasoline-powered cars and why this whole Green New Deal, if it ever goes through, will just destroy the American economy. with Mark Mills from the Manhattan Institute. I'm Larry Kudlow, folks. We will be right back.